freedom, regardless of origin and religious background, are enshrined in law. The exemption procedure from religious education is designed to fully respect individual rights while aligning with national and international legal frameworks. As per Ministerial Decision 2022, this process complies with the Greek Constitution, the European Convention on Human Rights, and the EU General Data Protection Regulation. This is what the decision of the Greek Council of State stipulates. Students who are exempted from religious education are also exempted from school prayer and church services if they have declared this in their application. The whole procedure provides clear guidelines to help families navigate the process. Additionally, it ensures that personal data is handled in accordance with the GDPR, thereby upholding fundamental rights throughout the process. The principal of the school unit, in collaboration with the teachers' board, is responsible for determining how these students will be engaged on a case-by-case basis. They bear full responsibility for the exempted students, ensuring their constructive and pedagogical educational engagement, fostering in this way a supportive learning environment for all students. Moreover, I would like to add that in July 2022, the revision of the curricula and the development of educational material for primary and secondary education were completed. These new curricula seek to foster a more equitable educational environment and equip students with the knowledge and skills necessary to navigate to a diverse society. In this framework, the teaching of religious education in Greece is viewed as an essential component of the overall educational mission. It aims to contribute to the development of students as free and responsible citizens who uphold the principles of democracy and human rights. Like other subjects in the school curriculum, religious education is intended to foster critical thinking, ethical reasoning, and respect for diverse beliefs and values. This will be the guiding principle that will steer the Ministry of Education's effort on institutionalizing a subject for students who are exempt from religious education. The plan is to provide this course with alternative educational opportunities that cater to the diverse needs of students who may not participate in religious education due to their beliefs or backgrounds. Thank you.
We'll pass now to Mrs. Sofia Jova from the Ministry of Defence concerning the question raised on paragraph 20.
Thank you. Military service, as mandated by the